think I provoked myself, like, anxiety, and I remember I would feel like I was getting heart attacks. And then I would actually end up at the emergency room. Remember that? Hi, my name is Jen.
My name is Christian.
And this is Love a Little Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome back to episode 4.
It is officially four. Episode 4. Welcome back, guys. If you are new, make sure you guys are subscribed to our YouTube channel. Turn on your post notifications. Throw a thumbs up on this video because it's going to get good.
And click on the bell button so you can get notified every time we post a new video.
Let's go.
Well, a new episode.
We are available on Spotify and Amazon Music and things like that. So check us out over there too. Yeah. But yeah, you guys, this is officially episode 4. This is crazy because like we are now throwing this in our schedule. It's like a new thing to our schedule. We're like, all right, we got to film for the podcast and we got to do this. So this is like a new... Like, you know, when you're starting, like, a new job, kind of? It's kind of like that. But it feels good. But I'm actually having a good time doing it.
You get, like, that really feeling, the
nervous feeling. I get excited. No, to be honest, I get really excited to, like, do this because I feel like it comes naturally since, I mean, I love to talk. I don't know if you guys know. I love talking. I talk a lot. A veces demasiado. And this is, like, a good place to do this at, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, babe. What are we talking about today? All
right. So before we get into what we're going to talk about, don't forget to leave your comments or things you would like for us to talk about on the podcast in the comments down below. And let's get into it. Today we're going to talk about what we used to do prior to doing social media full time.
So life before social media.
Yep, life before social media. We're going to get deep into, you know, what we used to do, what our life was like prior to, you know, doing social media. So,
and I think it's cool to let a lot of the new people know because a lot of people that find us here, obviously, only know us for like social media. They didn't know us for like the beginning of our social media journey where we would do content on this like stuff we would do before. But yeah, we're gonna cover all of that. So let's go. Who is Christian Garcia and Jennifer Gomez before social media?
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into it. So prior to social media, you know, I used to go to school. I was going to college, and I also went to, like, a little, not continuation school.
Trade school,
and I did medical assistant and phlebotomy because my dream career was to be a RN, so a registered nurse, and while getting there, I, you know, wanted to be working. So in my head, I was like, oh, you know, nothing perfect than, you know, working already in the field that I want to do. So I was going to medical assistant school because it's only like a year. And then the phlebotomy was only like a month or something. So I was working and going to school for RN. But when I became pregnant with Camila, I actually dropped out from college. And I didn't pursue that, and I just continued, you know, working as a medical assistant. And I wanted to go back to school once Camila, went back to school. But then, you know, COVID happened, and I actually quit my medical assistant job because we were struggling. We were struggling with... leaving Camila at, like, a daycare, and we didn't have someone to watch her. And, like, every single day, I didn't know if I was going to have a babysitter or not. So then I would have to call off when I didn't have a babysitter and stuff like that. So then we were forced to put her in a daycare, and I didn't want to put her in a daycare because, you know, it's just a lot of crazy things that you hear in the, like, news and stuff like that from people. So when I put her in daycare, I started getting like a lot of anxiety, you know, because I was just thinking things. And then I would like rush to work and rush back to work because I wanted to leave her there like the least amount of time that I possibly could. And so literally I would be racing, and like, I think I provoked myself like anxiety, and I remember I would feel like I was getting heart attacks. And then I would actually end up at the emergency room. Remember that way? And then finally Christian, you know, and I would cry and stuff. And then Christian, luckily at that time, you know, he had found a really stable job. And he told me, like, you know what, just quit your job. And then I was like, no, like, how am I going to quit? Like, you know, because ever since I graduated high school, like, I started working, you know, and I was very independent. I didn't rely on my parents anymore or anything like that. I paid all my own bills and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I wasn't used to relying on somebody like that to ask for money or stuff like that. And obviously, once you're in a relationship, it's different. It's different because, you know, it's like you're one now. You know, mm-hmm. Your money is my money and my money is my money. But
that's a good one. That's a good one.
But yeah, so that was actually very hard for me. So I told him, like, I remember I've always had a thing for like doing nails and stuff like that. I used to do them when I was younger to my little cousins and stuff. So I told him, like, you know what, like, I want to do nails, and like that I could kind of, work from home and kind of just, you know, have my own little money for whenever I want to buy something. Like, I don't have to be asking him for money. And yeah, that actually kicked off and then that's when like COVID happened, everything happened, right? Mm-hmm. And it kicked off, you know, I was doing
it. It did really well, actually.
Yeah. And that's actually how I was able to save up to fix our house, our old house. Because all that money, we were just saving it. Like, I was just saving it. And, yeah, so that's pretty much what I used to do. So I used to do nails from home after that. And then after that, during COVID, that's when, you know, our social media kind of kicked off, you know. Mm-hmm. People starting. It was not something that we wanted to do. It wasn't something like we were like, man, my dream is to be like an influencer, or my dream is to be like, no, that was never like our thing. But like people were asking for it, and it kind of just kind of kicked off on its own, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's when
I think that's when TikTok was at its highest peak. Yeah. Because it was during COVID, and everyone was home, and everyone was just, you know, on their phones and things like that.
And I still remember the video that kind of started it on. It was the one where you're getting home from work, and I was recording you. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first viral videos that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me, because I used to work in construction. Well, I'll get into that right now, but it was me getting home from work, and it was like a cool little song in the background, which is like in the song. The concept of the song is pretty much talking about, like, you work, my husband works very late, so we don't, so we have everything, you know? Like, yeah. my cousin, my husband works long hours, so he could provide us with this, or we can have, you know, this life, or whatever. But that was the song that was playing in the background, and I was getting home with my, like, construction clothes on and things like that, and it just was a big hit, because, I mean, overall, you know, it's a little dude coming home from work, you know, a hardworking little guy to provide for his family. And I think people just found it very beautiful. And they're like, wow, like, that's very inspiring, you know. And I think more than anything, that's kind of why we continue to do this, because we want to inspire people, you know, and motivate. And I think we're doing a hell of a job. Yeah, continue, babe.
So that's pretty much what I used to do prior to social media. I used to work and go to school. And then, like I said, once I had Camille, I dropped out from college. And then I was just working. And then my husband asked me, you know, to be a stay-at-home mom. And I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. So then I was like, okay. So then, oh, Camila, remember? That's when Camila, for like a whole month, she was getting fevers, remember? Yeah, for like a whole month, Camila was getting fevers, and we didn't know why. Like, we kept taking her to the doctors, and they wouldn't tell us nothing. They just kept saying, it's viral, it's viral. But then I started just getting like a lot of, you know, just thinking stuff. And yeah, that's when I quit. But that's enough about me. you know, pretty basic. But
that ain't basic. That's awesome. That's a cool story.
You could go ahead and let them know what you used to do.
Okay, so you started from after high school, right? Okay, so yeah, so when I graduated, yes, I did graduate, barely. I wasn't barely a big fan of school, to be honest. I wasn't like a bad kid like that, but, you know, I went to school and stuff. I went to high school. I didn't continue school after that, but I did, no, I did go to, so when I graduated school, I did go to this, like, program. It was kind of like a... It was some program for, like, business administration and things like that.
And, like, which, trade school, no?
Yeah, like a trade school for, like, business. It was, like, business office, like, administration, like, you know, data entry and all this stuff. So I took, like, a little class on that just because I don't know why I ended up taking that. I just went to take it and you know. But I just went because I was like, you know, I'm going to just do this because I don't know what it is I want to do. But, yeah, I did that. And then, so after that... Well, like, in the summer, I got a job at the refinery, did, like, a summer program, and then that's when I knew, like, I just wanted to be working, like, out. Like, I wanted to be outside working. I know it sounds crazy, like, oh, but you're little. Why would you want to work, like, in, like, those hard jobs, like, doing stuff like that? I just fell in love with it. I don't know. But, yeah, so after that, no, it's crazy because after that, after the summer program thing, I don't know if you guys remember this show from a long time ago. On Animal Planet, there used to be a show called Pit Boss. So Pit Boss was, his name is Shorty Rossi. He's another little person just like myself, who his story is, he went to prison for like 10 years. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but, you know, his life changed for the better. He started rescuing pit bulls and things like that, and he has a TV show called Pit Boss. So he reaches out to me on Facebook and pretty much tells me, like, you know, like, you want to be a part of this, like, movie that we're coming out with, things like that. We need, like, little people or whatever. And I was like, yeah, like, why not, you know? So I did that. And then after that, like, he liked me and he just seen something more. And he was like, you know what? Like, would you want to be my personal assistant? Like, do you want to travel the U.S. with me and do, like, a bunch of events and things like that? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, sure, why not? I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was just like, yeah, why not? So I started working with Shorty Rossi, traveling. Like, I'm talking about, we did about 140 cities in 1 year. We did cigar events because he's in the cigar industry as well. We did, like, a bunch of pet expos and just, like, a bunch of different events, and I was part of the TV show as well on Pit Boss for a little while. So yeah, that's that. And then a year and a half later, 2 years, no, like, I was working for him like for like 2 years or something like that, or almost 2 years, and then we just kind of parted ways due to whatever reasons. It just kind of, you know, I did my own thing, he did his own thing. But yeah, and then I started working after that. And besides, before I got into construction, I was coming out in, like, a bunch of, like, little TV shows and stuff on, like, Estrella TV. I don't know if you guys know that network. So, if you see, like, little people on there, like...
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So, I would always...
In, like, Platanito.
Yeah, so... Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I would come out on a couple TV shows there, like Noches con Platanito, Lagrimita y Costel.
That's actually when we're dating.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yes, I've came out on Doce Corazones. I've done a bunch of little TV shows. I came out, like, in a Jack in the Box commercial. Just things like that. I kind of fell into that, too. I've always wanted to do that. But I think after, like, you know, the roles that I was getting, I was like, you know what? I'm just getting used for me being little. Like, they're not using me on TV for something positive. Like, oh, we want Christian because of him. No, they're like, we just need a little person who could fill in this spot type of deal. So if I was to leave, they're just like, all right, we need another little person to replace this guy. And I thought about it like, man, I don't really like that. Like, I mean, it was cool because I needed money, and it wasn't even that great pay, but I needed money, and I was like, you know what? I'm young. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm going to come on TV doing funny stuff, whatever. So I did that for a little bit, right? And then, yeah, so I did that for a little while. And after that, what did I do? Oh, before construction, actually, I did, what was it I did? I was going to say. Oh, I've worked in, like, warehouses, you know, like, packaging stuff, things like that, which I didn't know I was actually going to use later on in life, like right now, because we have our own merch, and we package everything, so literally that came to use. So I've worked, like, in a warehouse, and I've also had bad experiences with looking for work. So I'm going to just break this down real quick. So, like, you know, there was a time where I was looking for work. I went to a job agency. They denied me just because of how I look, my appearance. They thought I wasn't capable of or whatever. I went in there looking for work. They told me, we cannot hire you here. And I told them, why is that? And they're like, oh, we can't tell you. But here's the list of other places you can go check out. And, you know, a regular person that's, like, thin skinned would have probably cried and took that, like, oh, man, like, they straight, like, and I was just like, you know what, whatever, they don't want to hire me, on to the next. Anyways, long story short, yes, I've had my struggles looking for work, because people do judge off of what you look like. They see you more like a, how do you say it? They see you as a, what's that word I'm looking for?
Like a burden?
No, that's not the word I'm looking for. They see you as a, like, they don't want you to get hurt on the job or something to happen because of your height or whatever, right? Of your disability. But technically, you can't not hire someone because of their disability. But anyways, so I had struggles with that, trying to find work. And, you know, I was, like, looking, and then an opportunity came up. I worked in construction for a little bit. For a couple years, actually, worked in construction. They showed me a lot of love over there. They treated me equally, and I was capable to outperform a lot of people because I felt like I had to go like 10 times as hard because obviously of my appearance, and I had to show them what's up, like, hey, you know what? Give me this opportunity, and I guarantee you all. So, yeah, and then I worked for another construction company. I guess they loved the way that I worked, that they actually had me as a supervisor, and I was in charge of, like, a group of, like, 10 to 15 guys, and because I was, I don't know how to put this without sounding like I'm giving myself a pat on the back, but I'm, like, a really hard worker, and, like, when I put myself to do something, like, I really do it until I'll find a way and figure it out, you know? I used to drive a forklift over there. I used to do, I know it sounds crazy, but I used to do it all. So, yeah, I worked in construction for a while. Shout out to everyone who gave me an opportunity to work for these companies. It's, like, I think it's amazing because, you know, obviously they see me and they're like, what is this guy going to do for us, you know? But they gave me the opportunity. They seen how I performed, and they put me in a position where, you know, I was getting paid pretty good, and it was, like, for sure work for me. You know, I had a lot of work. So I was super happy with that, and I didn't take that for granted at all. So, yeah, I worked in construction for a while, and then that's when, you know, around the time that Jen was, like, that I told her, like, you know what, just quit your job because, you know, obviously it's our first daughter, and she wants to be there. She wants to be there the whole, you know, though, she wants to get the whole experience, and I just feel like it was only right. So I was like, you know what, quit your job, and I will work as many hours as I have to work. So I was working, like, crazy amount of hours. When I say crazy amount of hours, I'm talking about, like 16-hour days, 7 days a week type of thing sometimes. From, like, 4 a.m. to, like, 9 p.m., 7 days a week. So, like, I was grinding it out. Doing that, and I'm like, but I never saw things as a permanent. Like, when I was doing that, I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna do this forever. You know, I'm just like, I'm gonna do this right now, grind it out, sacrifice right now, because I know God has bigger plans for us. So, yeah, I did that. You know, we moved into our apartment.
Okay, I'll touch into that.
Wait, let me finish with the construction thing. So yeah, I was doing construction, and then we did the video thing.
He used to work at a pumpkin patch.
I've done that too.
And Christmas trees, where they sell Christmas trees, uploading and uploading.
Yeah, we used to
the strawberry stand.
Strawberry stand. Well, it's all one company, but we used to unload.
Stuff like that.
This is crazy, and I know a lot of people won't believe me, but we used to unload Christmas trees from like a big trailer by shoulder. I know I'm little, but we used to literally unload Christmas trees like off a trailer truck, like 800 trees a day type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what we did for work, and I want to talk a little about like, you know, our struggles and things like that. So when I was pregnant with Camila, you know, Christian lived at his mom's and I lived at my mom's. And, well, I lived more at his house than I did at mine.
She lived more at my house than at.
Yeah, but I still, you know, had everything at my mom's house and stuff like that. And when I would get mad at him, I would go home. But anyway, so when I became, you know, pregnant with Camila, you know, we talked and I'm like, you know, I think that we need to get our own place because I don't want to be like, you know, living separate and then like me doing everything and like him not doing a thing, which like obviously was not in his plans. But I was like, and I don't want to live like with my mom or with your parents. Like, I want to see if we could do this together. And Christian at first, he was like, you know, just let's just stay at my parents until the baby is born. And I was like, no, like, how about let's just try and see if we could do it. Like, let's get an apartment. And if we could do it, then, you know, great. And if we can't, well, then, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll move into my mom's or something, you know, but we won't know if we won't try. I told him. So, you know, we were looking for apartments, and it was kind of hard to find an apartment, right?
It was hard.
There really wasn't any, like, available. Like, I called so many apartments, and then some were asking for, like, way too much. That was, like, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. So, back then, you know, it was less than it is now, but, you know.
Yeah, I think a single bedroom 7 years ago here in California, by the way, it was like 1,200, like 1,200 for a single bedroom. Yeah, single bedroom apartment.
Yeah, here in LA,
it was 1,200.
That's how much we used to pay for our one bedroom apartment, and the apartment was pretty big. Like,
no, it was very spacious.
Was huge. The closet was huge.
It was a nice apartment. It was nice.
Yeah.
Like, it was very spacious. Big living room, nice kitchen, nice dining area, and a big bedroom.
I actually liked living there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, so we moved in there. We didn't have, like, really no furniture. We didn't have a bed for, like, a long... I don't think we ever had a bed until we moved out of there. Mm-hmm. But we just, like, stacked the mattresses in the room.
With a box and the mattress on top.
Yeah, we bought our couches and our little dining table. And, you know, we struggled. We struggled in that apartment for, like, we were there for a year.
It was hard. And
there was days where, you know, we were really good. And then there was days, you know, where we were, like, stretching out our money. And then when we were living in that apartment, like, that's what Christian had lost his job, or you quit your job. He quit his job or something like that because of, like, discrimination and stuff.
Oh, that was at that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... We struggled a little bit there, but, you know, we were figuring it out, like, we were writing it out, and we were just like, you know, we could do it, and we were trying, you know, we were really trying our best, you know, trying to budget and stuff like that, and then my mom asked us to move in with her, and I was like, you know, I was like, no, because I just didn't want to live with anybody, because I just felt like, you know, it was going to come with problems. Mm-hmm. And I don't like problems. I don't like that, especially between family. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know, kind of ignoring her. And she was like, you know, wanting to rent a room for me and stuff. And then because she was always home alone, because at that time my brothers lived with her, but they were always out of town working. And I think she just didn't want to be alone. And then she didn't like where I live, because where we lived, it was kind of hidden and like really dark and stuff. But it was like cool. I mean, because we never were out and stuff. Yeah, and it was expensive. And she would always tell me like, you know, just come so you guys could save to buy a house. Because, you know, like if you rent forever, you're not going to be able to save. Like rent is so high and stuff like that. Oops, sorry. And then I was like, so yeah, and then I just kept ignoring her. She's like, tell Christian. And I never told him until finally, like, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell him. She's like, you haven't even told him, huh? And I was like, no. She's like, tell him. And I was like, okay. So then I told Christian, hey babe, you know, my mom's been telling me, like, what if we move into her house so we could save money for a house? And obviously that was our goal, you know, to eventually have, you know, a bigger spot for our kids and stuff like that. And I was, and we kind of talked about it, and Christian was like down. And then I was like, I didn't think he was going to be down, to be honest. But I told him from the beginning. Do you remember what I told you from the beginning? Like when my mom told me? No. I was like, you know, I just don't want there to be any problems. Like if there's any moment where you don't feel comfortable there anymore, you know, where something happens that I'm not aware of or anything like that, I was like, I need you to let me know and we'll leave. Like,
but keep in mind, me and her mom get along very well.
Yeah, yeah.
We get along super well. Yeah. But it's just one of those things, like, you know, when you, one thing is living away from each other, and then one thing is like, okay, now you're under this same roof.
Yeah.
Same roof. Some people got to use the restroom. Some people got to do this. Now you're not home at this time or this, this, this. And there's always, you know, it could lead to problems.
Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes you're not in the mood to talk or just think, you know, regular things like that.
Yeah, just like and tedious.
I just didn't want him to ever feel or be in an uncomfortable place. So I told him, you know, if there's ever any situation where you're just like, we can't live here anymore, then we'll grab our stuff and go. Like, I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to be like, no, we have to stay here or anything mm-hmm. like that. And so I think that conversation was really important because, you know, I like him knowing that it's my family, like, I didn't want him to feel he couldn't tell me or that I was going to get mad or anything like that. Luckily, nothing ever happened like that. Like, my family loves him. He gets along great with my mom and my brothers. But yeah, so we actually, that's when COVID happened, right? Kind of right when we moved in.
With your mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like we moved in right with my mom and then COVID happened. And so that's when like my nail business started picking up and, you know, that's when he landed his really good job. So we were just like stacking our money, you know, we were stacking our money. And then that's when we got our first house and we were able to remodel it and stuff because we were saving money. And, you know, thanks to my mom too, you know, for her, like, giving us the opportunity and the chance, you know, to save and stuff like that. Yes.
Because we were paying rent there.
Yeah, we were paying
rent. But she was charging us very little.
Yeah, but not as much as we were.
A lot little, a lot less than at the apartment.
What we were paying at the apartment. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of worked out because, you know, my mom also wasn't working. So she would help. She was like, okay, I'll help you watch Camila while you do your nails. Yeah, so, you know, thanks to that, we got our second house. And that's kind of when, you know,
our first house.
That's when we got our first house. And, you know, sometimes don't be afraid to take a step back in order for you to be able to take two steps forward. You know, because that's kind of how I was at first. Like, oh, you know, we've already moved out. We're going to go back to my mom's, you know. But, you know, thanks to us taking that step back, we were able to kind of stabilize ourselves financially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be able to take that step. And till this day, you know, I could say, you know, thank God that, you know, I have a strong, hardworking husband. And, you know, we've been able to provide and stuff like that. But, you know, don't be scared to take a step back in order to be able to take two step forwards. Remember that. And yeah, so after that, you know, we were there, and then that's kind of when we were, you know, we started doing social media when we were at my mom's, and it, that's kind of how, you know, picked up. And then when we moved into our new house, that you were also working long hours. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, you know, you quit because, you know, social media had picked up for us. And we were able to do that. So ever it's been what, three years now since
four. It's been like 3 or 4 years that we haven't like worked like a 9-to-5 job. Well, now we work 24 hours a day. Yeah, now we work
24 hours, and then you know, thank God now we were able to upgrade our house, and now we're here where we're at now.
Super happy.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it's been a journey, you know. We all have our struggles. Even though you guys don't see somebody struggling, you know, it's very real. But don't be discouraged. And, you know, you just have to keep going and find a way. If there's a will.
There's a will, there's a way. Never give up, you guys. Everything's possible, honestly. And remember, nothing comes with laziness and stuff like that. Like, there's gonna be days where you don't feel like doing certain things, and you know, we all feel that way, but that's why only certain people make it, because so those people didn't give up, you know. We there's days where we don't feel like doing stuff or what, but we still take care of business. I think at the end of the day, you got to remember why you started and where you're going, and that's what keeps me going. So but yeah, I think that we've been through it all. Trust me, we didn't even cover everything in detail, but that's majority of the like the like before social media and things like that. So yeah, and then so now we just moved into our new house, and now we've been blessed to do this full time. Social media has done some cool things, so and has given us a lot of opportunities for a lot of things. We own a couple businesses. Yep. I own a barber shop, and then we do this. We do a lot of brand collaborations. As some of you may know, I have a clothing. We have a clothing brand, the Garcia Family Merch, which we will be dropping. Love a Little Podcast merch on there. If you guys want Love a Little Podcast merch, comment down below so we could put it on the website. Because she's ready for it. Yeah. She's ready to drop it.
Let's do it.
I'm like, I don't know. I got to see if the people want it.
He's like iffy. He's like, do you really think?
No, I'm not iffy. I just want to see the people really want it.
So if you guys want it, comment down below. So
we can make some Love a Little Podcast merch.
I made him start working on it. So all the designs and stuff, like we, you know, Christian drops his hats and stuff like that. He does his own, I don't know, layout, design. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that.
Like so, all of our merch, anything you see on our website, thegarciafam.com, all the hats, everything, all the designs are originally made by us.
Yeah, by him, and then I just give him my opinion sometimes.
So that's why I say by us, because your opinion matters, babe.
Yeah.
So everything's original. It's not like those things where we buy a design or someone designs the graphic for us. And like, no, I come up with the design, the concept. I choose materials. We choose the fabrics. And then, you know, obviously your manufacturer puts it together for us. But yeah, we it's made from zero. The hats and everything is.
Good.
It's good quality stuff, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do YouTube, TikTok, you know, Instagram, now our podcast.
Now our podcast and, is doing
know,
really well.
The merch and, you know, Christian's business, the barbershop, which is all a lot, you know. I feel like a lot of people think that that we have it easy and we don't really do much, but honestly, it's a lot of work. Obviously, like, I'm not going to be showing in front of people, like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, this and that. You know, whenever we're somewhere or something, we like to, like, be present, enjoy the moments and stuff. But once we get home, it's like, okay, babe, I'm gonna edit the video. Babe, I'm gonna do this. Babe, I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna sell merch. You know, I'm gonna package these orders.
Like, I feel like a lot of people think social media is easy, and it's not easy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, you think you're doing something good, and then, you know, like, there's always somebody that's like, oh, you don't do it like that. You do this. Like, you guys know how it is, you know, like. But, again, there's pros and cons to this.
So, I think, yeah, that should be, I think, our closing, our last topic of the day. Is going to be the pros and cons on this social media life.
Putting our life out there for you guys, you know. We do it, you know, to be positive, to share awareness, and to inspire people. Not everybody sees it like that. So go ahead, you could start. I feel like I talked a lot.
No, you're good, man. My mouth. That's not enough. So I think, okay, pros and cons about social media for us. You know, everyone's different. Everyone thinks, takes things different. Okay, so I think I'll start off with, should I do the cons or pros first? I'll do pros first. So pros for social media and, you know, our life, the things that we do, is we're doing something positive. What we stand for is a good thing. You know, we're sharing our life with the world, and we're here to inspire and motivate other people who might be in a dark place or might think that they are not capable of because of their looks or their disability or things like that. I think we're a good example of showing the world that if you really want something, you can make it happen. But I think that's one of the biggest pros for the social media thing. We get to show the world that, you know, just because we're different doesn't mean we're not capable of, like I mentioned right now. And we could live a regular life just like everyone else and sometimes even do a little more because we just went that extra mile, you know. But I think it's good. I think that's that is the main reason why I like doing this. And especially now that we have kids that also have dwarfism, we're here to educate the world and let the world know that, you know, people are different, but everyone should still be respected and given
and love a little.
And love a little and give an opportunity and given a chance to at least prove themselves and what they're capable of. Because sometimes, you know, you don't give an opportunity to someone and it could have been a big mistake. The mistake of a lifetime or whatever you want
to
call it.
I think a big pro too is, you know, the freedom that you get and like spending time with your kids, watching like their every milestone and, you know, being able to, you know, if you want to go to the park, if you want to go here, if you want to go there, or, you know, I feel like that's a big reason to why we love
we make this. Our own schedule technically.
Yeah, we make our own schedule and you know we're not like missing too much of our kids, which was like a big thing for me, because as I've mentioned before, growing up, you know, I felt like my parents had to work, like go to their job, and they missed a lot of our childhood. And in my opinion, like, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of, I don't want that for my kid, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want that for my kid. So I feel like that's, like, a big pro for me.
And that was that was a reason why we went really hard on this, was for that same reason, because we wanted to be a part of our kids' lives. I'm talking about, like, being able to go to their school performances. I take Camila to school every day, you know, like, I could pick her up, I could shower her, and I could, like, I am very involved. I mean, obviously her too, but I'm saying me in the sense of, like, as much as I do work, I can schedule myself to still like be part of their lives, the, you know, kids, so, yeah, kids. And then I work from home, or if I got to go do what I got to do out there in the field, you know, I go out there. But that's a big pro for me. I think that's the biggest pro. And another pro is when we get recognized in public and people tell us, like, oh, my God, like, I love your guys' content, and or they want to take pictures with us, or they tell us, like, we're really inspired by you, or, like, Jen, you're a great mom. Like, we love how you are an amazing mom to your kids and just things like that, and what you stand for and what you represent. It's an amazing feeling because we know we're doing something right, you know? Because when we go out there and people come up to us, it's still, like, surreal. It's crazy. I know we just do social media and stuff. We're not, like, no movie stars or nothing like that. But it's cool that we can, you know, maybe change someone's life a little bit. Maybe the way they think and things like that. I think that's already a big, big, big thing, you know? So, yeah, that's a pro for me, I think. I mean, those are big pros for me. That's really cool. And then
the cons.
All right. The cons. Here we go. You want to start with cons?
Yeah.
The negative.
Is obviously the negative, you know, when we try and do something positive, show something positive. And of course, there's always going to be, you know, the negative people, the that haters, are commenting, stuff like that. And, you know, saying, oh, well, you put yourself on social media, so you have to deal with it. And it's like, no, I don't have to deal with it. Like, just be, if you don't have nothing nice to say, just don't say it at all. But, you know, we can't control that. We're used to it now, so now it doesn't faze us. But I feel like if you're someone who wants or is thinking of doing this, like, you really have to think about it, because people would literally, like, if I have a little thing right here, like, someone would just find that and just because they don't like you or whatever, and make that a big deal and say really mean thing. So, yeah, I think that's, like, the biggest con for me. It's that although you think you're doing something good and positive, you know, there's people out there who don't think that. And then also I feel like, you know, a big con is that people think that we're, like, mantenidos, you know, stuff like that. And it's like,
what is mantenidos, babe, in English? Like that we're, like,
pretty much that we're not working. That,
like, if the government takes care of us or something.
Yeah, or, like, you know.
Nothing like against.
Like, the people watching, like, I always see these comments, like, oh, you guys should get a real job. Like, this is a real job. Like, we're getting paid for this. You know, you watching us is not, it is getting us paid, but you're not paying us, like, if that makes sense. Like, the person watching, yeah, your view is getting us paid, but you're not paying us. And, you know, filming videos, like, buying cameras, and, you know, the time that you're spending to film and to edit, like, that's all hard work. Like, you know, it's not like just, okay, I'm gonna record myself, okay, boop, and it uploads on its own, and it edits itself. Like, no, it's not like that. Like, editing takes a long time, you know, and
there's a lot of behind the scenes, yeah, to everything, I think, overall.
Yeah, and then, like, especially when you have kids, like, you know, trying to get things done at home, plus, you know, still editing and stuff like that. So it's a real job, you know, and it's not as easy as many think, or it's not, like, a lazy job or free job. Honestly, I feel like we literally have to be working 24 hours a day. Like, we literally are always thinking, like, what do we have to do next? What do we have to do? Checking emails, responding to people.
But it's because I think, know, more than anything, it's what it comes with. Because a lot of times people think it's just like, oh, we just upload videos and that's it. But no, we do a lot of, like,
behind the camera stuff.
Like we get a lot of business collaborations. Like, big companies contact us to do a video for them, and we got to sign these contracts, and, you know, we got to do a lot of, there's a lot of requirements for it, and we got to do it a certain way, and it's a lot of, so it's not just, like, the video part of, like, this on YouTube, it's, like, the stuff that a lot of people don't notice, like the brand collabs, the whole merchandise thing, like, you know, it's a lot that comes with, you know. And then I still got to do like my barbershop thing. I own a barbershop, so I got to do that. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. I think it's not just the filming and uploading part that you guys are thinking about. It's like a lot. The behind the scenes is what's, you know.
What's another con, babe, that you think?
Another con? I think going back, I think it's just one of the biggest cons. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but it's just the only one I could think of. Is like she said, the negative comments. Not necessarily that it doesn't bother me at all. It really does not, because I could just block people and that's it, and I won't see them on our page ever again. But a lot of the times, we actually leave the negative comments. So if you guys ever see some of our videos and you see, like, someone saying something really rude or something, we have every right to block it. Like, we could block it and delete it, and no one's able to see it. But we leave it there sometimes just so people can see, you know, kind of like, oh, look at this person. Like, that's not cool. Or, like, so you guys can see both the good, bad, the ugly, whatever you guys want to call it. So sometimes we just leave it on there. Someone will say something super disrespectful, and then I'm like, you know what, babe? Like, just leave it up there. Leave it up there, and just so people can kind of see, you know, so they can see what's going on. And but, yeah, because we could easily, you know, block, delete the comment.
And usually and like the that. People that comment are the ones that have in their bio, like, God first, or, like.
It's crazy. You'd be surprised, like, the people that are hating.
Oh, yeah.
But it's crazy because, like, for example, it could be, like, a video or a post of something positive, like Jen mentioned. And from the whole video or the picture, whatever it is that we uploaded, like, they'll pull something negative out of it. I'm amazed. Like, dude, did you not get the whole, like, the concept of the video?
Yeah, it's,
like, it's not crazy. You know,
you'll
it's
be
just,
amazed.
You'd be amazed what we come across. But I think, like she said, if you're thinking about doing social media and you get offended really easy or you get your feelings hurt real quick, this is not for you, because they will come after you. They will chew you up, spit you out. They will say the meanest, grossest things about you and yep. your family and your kids. Yep. And sometimes some people don't know how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is. We know this is what it comes with. And, yeah, I think that's the con more than anything. But also, a lot of people are like, oh, what about you're sharing your life with the world? Like, what? Like, no, we have a very private life, too. There's a lot of stuff that we don't share with the world.
Yeah.
Like, on social media, you know what I'm saying? As much as we do, let's see if this makes sense. As much as we do share our life on social media, there's a lot of stuff that we do not. You know what I mean? We still keep stuff to ourselves. We still keep. But, yeah, I think other than that, that's it. But I love this life. Honestly, I love the life we live. I love staying busy. I love my family. My family comes before anything. I'll do anything for them. And yeah, we're super, super happy that, you know, we get really positive feedback from you guys. A lot of you guys that get motivated or inspired. We love it when we receive messages. There's people that message us like some really deep stuff. Like saying, like, you know what, like, my life before I started watching your videos was so-and-so, or I didn't think I was able to do this, but now that I see you, you know, you give me hope. I think at the end of the day, that's what really, really, like, makes us keep going, you know? Like, that's so beautiful to me, and I think it's amazing. So, I think as long as we know what we stand for and what we represent, that's why I think the negative comments don't really faze us like that, so.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our talk for today. Mm-hmm. That concludes our
episode four. Jeez, episode four already. That's insane.
Yeah, this is kind of fun. I like talking like this. Yeah.
It's cool. No, it's cool. I think because you guys get a deeper, more clear perspective. No, view on us more in detail. Because, you know, sometimes on our YouTube channel, we just show, like, little snippets and stuff like
that. Especially the kids.
Yeah, the kids and stuff. And here is, like, let's dig deep and let's talk to you guys, because I know you guys, you know, are curious and want to know stuff. So yeah, you guys, so if you guys have any questions regarding anything that we probably have not covered on these podcasts, make sure to comment down below, because we do grab topics and use them in our episodes. So go down below, drop a comment, ask a question, and we might cover it on next episode. So
is that it? So that's it.
All right.
So don't forget
to love a little. All right, you guys. Peace.
See you in the next one.